Who starts it?
I don't remember who.
This is all you guys ready.
We're waiting.
Are you clicking this in? Okay. Oh.
Warning shot.
Yeah, false start.
Yeah, keep
hold
that.
On, one step.
This is so not penalty. Metal right now, you guys.
Offense.
Hold on.
Oh, this is like tin foil shit.
My balls are getting bluer by the minute.
Dude, I rock harder than this. That's sad.
Okay. All right, let's do this shit.
All right.
Listening to Condemned Existence here on the Worst Little Podcast.
Who wants to be famous? Who wants to die for art?
Torino, the biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? Contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting live from the snowy winter Neverland that is Reno right now. This is the worst little podcast in the world. and I here am your host, the Reverend Rory Dowd. I've got all of my best mates with me. There's Nick, there's Chewy, there's Kim, there's Dogwater Dick. There's lots of fun in this house, there's love in this house, but best of all, Condemned Existence is here to rock us.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Yeah!
Country, oh! What's up, little?
Oh!
What's up, Rito?
Wow. Okay. Enthusiasm.
Oh, you guys are going to be fun.
Yeah.
We've been talking about this for quite a while now. So
excellent. Yeah. Glad to finally get you guys here in the studio.
It's like always terrifying when the gangbang starts with that much enthusiasm.
I was wondering what the light was before.
Oh, God, where is this going?
Don't worry. Our stamina is terrible, so it won't matter.
We're like a stick of butter.
Pretty much a throw pillow.
Damn.
Well, hey, Reno, I hope you've all had a great week out there. There's been, actually been a lot of great stuff happening.
Yeah.
And anybody who has been able to get to shows has not been letting the weather stop them, even though some people have been trapped in. I know bands and people from Carson coming up and making shows all week, and the audiences have actually been showing up at a lot of venues. So I want to applaud the Reno audience.
Yeah, thank you.
The weather in the last fucking 14 days has just been balls out shitty every 3 days, every 2 days.
Yeah, but you make
And yet the shows have been happening. People have been having a good time. So good on you. This is the way we have a scene.
You know, we've been pissed that all the people are coming from California, but does it actually seem like we're getting more audience?
Yeah.
Like, the city has gotten big enough that the audience is catching up with the music scene?
I'm going to say, having worked at 3 venues this year, audiences are willing to pay slightly higher cover charges.
Fuck!
Audiences are more willing to stay and see or come in and see a band that they've never heard of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Man, for sure.
No, like there's definitely a little more acceptance, and like, heck, people are even buying tickets in advance to things.
Yeah. Shit.
Resale.
You know what that means?
Yeah. Not a lot. Yeah. Like maybe a 1% increase on that.
Still.
It should be better.
So we should keep tearing down the old motels and jacking up the rents, right? Because it's working.
Nobody has money for shows then. Fuck that.
Yeah. That's
right. The rent's too high.
But we do. Yeah. I've had a neighbor recently move in across the street. An older Hispanic gentleman with he's got some teenage kids and stuff, and we met while shoveling snow the other day, and he's like, I'm renting this place, and the landlord says, well, yeah, everybody works at Tesla now, and I said, I don't, and I don't make $22 an hour, so I bought a house. But I'm gonna suspect that man's been working hard and had a sizable savings account to make that shit happen. In this market. So,
yeah.
But yeah, no, there is a lot of greed in this rental market. So
yeah. Absolutely.
I definitely believe in the town developing and evolving and advancing and embracing the new cultures that are happening around and with it. But the greed has kind of overshadowed growth.
Yeah.
It definitely comes with the price.
Yeah.
Well, they give you the illusion that they're upgrading the place that they're kicking you out of.
Hashtag welcome to beautiful Reno. Check it out on Facebook.
I lived at a shitty little house down on Sinclair Street, and it was like a really an old house, and we rented it for 8 years for $800 a month.
Yep.
It was a banged up house. It was a rad neighborhood.
2-bedroom house?
Sorta. It was 1 bedroom and 1 like big room.
Oh, okay.
You could live in if you wanted to.
Gotcha.
And now that is back up for rent now for $1,500. And they did.
Disgusting.
Yeah.
I was in the same neighborhood. I had a 1-bedroom apartment right there off Sinclair.
Yeah.
And they just gave me a notice as of April 1st, up from $625 to $1,000 a month.
Whoa.
Because it's closer to the market value.
That should be illegal.
because there should be
a limit.
Because that's that neighborhood that's getting squeezed between Midtown and the Wells Avenue District, which, I mean, Midtown's got its own thing going on. Wells, that's my favorite street in town forever.
Yeah.
And at this Midtown,
but people live on all those streets in between who do not see the benefits of the economic growth of Reno. They still have the same shitty jobs they had last week.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, with all due respect to everybody in their shitty jobs.
Yeah. I don't think the 50 cents a year raise is really doing it.
Anywhere between 7 and 15% of your wage increase. Yeah, that
might
not even
be like 17 cents.
Exactly.
Like, holy shit.
Depending on what you're making.
That's cost of living, though, man. You know,
yeah,
hey.
Yeah.
Thanks for that continuing to come here and take the abuse of your supervisor who doesn't know your job is as good as you.
Exactly.
I love my life.
I don't know how the show started off on this.
I was
going to
say, this is the Worst Little Podcast's anti-gentrification segment.
We love Reno.
We do love Reno.
Keep Reno weird.
Yeah, right?
I agree.
Keep Reno contentious.
Yes.
For sure.
Oh, man. Anyway.
Yeah, hi, Kim.
A little bit
hi, Rory. I'm in the other room.
I know. And when
know.
I haven't actually seen you physically both today or in quite some time.
I'm like a ghost. I'm a disembodied
it's
voice.
Good to be
I might
here
not
with
even
you.
Be here. It's good to be here with you in the other room.
Does Rick have his pants off
have
yet?
Have you recovered?
She's
I have.
She could take Chrome off the trailer hitch.
I have
and
recovered.
By she, we mean Uncle Rick.
Yes, Uncle Rick. No, I have recovered. I'm doing pretty well.
Regaining
finally.
Some sanity.
Yeah. No, it's good. I kind of have like the post-event blues, though. Does anybody get those? Like when you do something super hard and you've spent all this time on it, and then you're like, I don't know what to do with myself now.
Dude, I told you last week when I saw you that when we used to do the backyard shows at Dogwater, I would be so stressed out.
Yeah.
It would be such a buildup. Then the event would happen. It would be like being on meth all day. And then for a week afterwards, I would feel like a meth hangover.
Okay, right. I'm gonna throw a little shade and light on the situation, because as the backyard barbecues, the undiscovered shows first started, prior to that, Rick and I would throw a Wednesday night party every day of the week. We would sometimes also throw weekend parties on those weeks.
This is how my drinking expanded.
We lived in a constant state of party, clean up after the party, sleep it off, and then prepare for the next party.
There was a period where
you just continually had that cycle going, so you never suffered the crash.
Yeah.
So,
so you just have to have another event after event
I have two events coming up at the generator that are stressing me out a lot because I've never been the one, like the only one responsible for the success of a show or whatever. The Potentialist and Holland Project right now are the only places that you can play in Ollie Just Show. I've had a couple of promoters reach out to me, and we're going to try a couple of just some little one-off shows at the generator. One March 23rd and one April 13th with Skull Crack and Dissidents, I think. Something like that. There's some pretty popular bands, I guess. I don't know.
Cool.
You've already
re-injected yourself with the show drug. Good job.
But now I have to figure out how to juggle like all these like giant Burning Man builds and like making sure I don't piss the artists off with like loud metal middle of the warehouse at 5:30 at night.
Put that little rock of stress in your steamroller and light that up.
Those people could have did what their dad said and went to college if they wanted a nice
fucking quiet life. Get a real job, you artist.
So yeah, that's
awesome.
How I'm doing.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
Very cool.
Yeah, so,
Brad.
How about you?
How about you, Nick and Chewy?
Been shoveling a shitload of snow up there on the west side.
I bet.
Yeah. Yesterday it was like four times, and I think it was done. Shovel again.
Mm-hmm.
Put the salt down. Here comes another couple inches of snow. So, you know, just been hanging out with the family. Indoors.
Chewy Martin, the everyman.
Yeah, looking out at the white.
Everybody can relate to you, Chewy. That's what I like about you.
I go out at 6 a.m. and I shovel my wife's car out because it's still effing cold.
Yep.
And I shovel the walk, and then by, 10 a.m., I live right by the airport. It's all melted.
Yeah, I know.
So my earlier effort is kind of wasted, but my wife was able to drive out of the driveway unhindered.
Good.
That's so
nice. We had like a foot of snow at my house, and today we went to Sparks to take my daughter to play with some other friends of hers.
Yeah.
Those people got like an inch of snow. It's like, fuck? Yeah.
Lucky bastard.
Yeah, I will say even over in the flatlands by the airport, we got a few inches there.
Yeah.
Like, there's like a good 4 or 5
up there
inches.
On the side flatlands. Of Peavine, we got hammered.
Yeah, the flatlands of Reno. Well, I'm over by Wooster High. That is literally the airport is built there. It is some of the
it's the lowest elevation.
Exactly.
The middle,
We're in the Great Basin, and you're in the middle of the basin.
Yeah, And dude, the snow as high as it might pile in the night. As long as I scrape some of it off by like 10 a.m., it's all gone. Except for what's on my lawn and trees.
This year, though, we've been getting piles and piles of snow.
Yeah,
so,
I bet. Yeah. Oh, well, you're on a hill. Yeah.
Yeah.
Roads were shady today, though.
Yeah.
I haven't seen Felix in actually a month because he won't come out for the role-playing game on Sundays because, snow's too high.
Yeah. He doesn't shovel his sidewalk either. Most of the people on my street do, but not Felix.
Calling you out, Felix.
I'm not really surprised.
Yeah. I don't blame
Felix
him.
Felix likes to drink.
Okay. I'm sure he's in there
playing a video game and enjoying his time.
Why is Uncle Felix sleeping
again? Shoveling.
Grading papers.
He does walk his dogs around in the slush a couple times.
Felix is grading papers these days.
Is he?
He's an actual professor at the
serious,
UNR.
Yeah.
Yeah, for real.
And he looks so serious with his serious clothes.
Yeah.
And
it's weird.
And his not funny hair. And
right.
He is really literally my neighbor, and I see him walking his dogs and stuff. He does look a lot more businesslike and serious nowadays.
Yeah. Well, he's an instructor.
Professor.
He's got more hair on there, too, right?
Yeah. No, he grew in a real, like, professor haircut.
Yep.
Let's
raise a toast to one of our
Felix,
our punk rock brothers.
Danger. He finally grew up.
Ski.
No,
he didn't Professor grow up. Danger.
He's
Professor
still all screwed Professor up Danger. Like no. the rest of us,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, he is.
Okay.
Oh, sure. On the inside, absolutely. Yeah. Oh,
thank you, Jesus. No, he still has neck tattoos. I mean, it's not going to cover that shit.
Let's say cut here. Yes.
Yes. And a big one on the back of his hand that says "If call" or "If found, please call." And then there's a big line to write a phone number.
Yeah.
It's my favorite. If I was going to get a tattoo, that's what I get.
That's a great one.
Yep.
How are you, Nick?
This awkward silence brought to you by Felix Polanski.
Thanks, Felix.
Check the pinky leg.
Danger.
Yeah, Felix. Oh, yeah, it's not Polanski. Danger Design.
He hasn't been on the show in a long time. He was on a bunch of episodes.
Yeah. Is he still in a band?
He was like,
wasn't he in a band?
No, he's a teacher.
I know, but like you can be a teacher and be in a band.
No, he was in a bunch of bands, but
We were working on the Adorables, but that didn't work out.
That was his last project, right?
Yeah,
he really could still work out.
Yeah, everybody's just busy
and
doing
being
their own
smart
thing.
And talented.
Because I mean, he worked really hard to get a degree to be able to be a teacher, and then he became a teacher, and that's that.
Yeah, and then the liver scars would have killed him if we kept doing that.
Oh Jesus!
Yeah. And
how many surgeries does he have to have before that ends?
Yeah, quite literally, almost did.
All and right. Peaky Polanski you can't have with fucking Evan in South
Nick,
America.
But Nick, to turn the conversation back to you and your past week, how was the dresser?
Oh, I didn't do the dresser this week.
We
closed last week.
I thought you. Oh gosh,
but
my
you know what I did
off.
Do is on Valentine's Day I took my wife over to the Good Luck Macbeth and saw Shakespeare in Love.
Ooh, how was that?
That was fun. It was a good, fun, romantic thing to do. And we got the champagne seats, so
excellent.
They were serving us champagne up front.
Nice.
Was there any TNA from the main guy that's super cute?
I didn't really notice, Rick.
Was he in tights?
He was wearing very Shakespearean clothing.
They do it.
So there's not
it,
like a he's they, getting dressed shirtless spot.
Big ass sleeves.
Not really. They do it classy enough where like all the sex stuff is behind the curtain, you know?
Not too bad.
Oh.
Well.
Bummer.
Yeah. It was cool.
You would enjoy it. Did you like the film? You'd enjoy the play even better.
Uh-huh.
Of course.
I liked it, and Mikey loved it.
Good. No, what a great... It's a, thank you. I'm glad you guys got to make it on Valentine's Day.
Yeah. Just hung around the house and went to a movie today. Saw that Peter Jackson documentary, They Shall Not Grow Old or something.
Oh, yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, how was
I
it?
Know
it's about World War I footage they had, so it's 100-year-old footage.
Yeah, they like restored and like color and like
colored it, slowed it down, and it looked so more real. It was fucking.
Then those hey, look at the bombers flying through the sky. Now.
Right, right.
You know?
And then watch law, and they're all like moving really fast. Yeah, yeah. So they fixed the whole movie, and it was really, really cool.
Sounds interesting.
It was interesting and kind of scary and sad.
Well, yeah.
And,
why didn't
kind
anybody...
of parts of it were good about people, you know? Like, of course, some of that terrible.
Parts of it were good about people.
People being getting through something
picture.
Like that, you know? There's good things about people in that.
Oh my
god!
Early
time period. Yeah.
Well, you know,
it's a war picture, man. I mean, it's the worst of us. Why the fuck would we even be doing this?
It's the
worst. I think that's kind
of
what they even kind of show that.
Yeah.
You know, other than blankets covered in smallpox, that's the first like chemical warfare, right? Because they had the mustard gas.
Yeah,
and all
mustard gas. Yeah.
That, I mean, technically, because it was chemical compounds deliberately created to cause the suffering, as opposed to like the smallpox blankets. It's like, well, we know they're infected. Let's ship them anyway. World War One is typically considered the start of chemical warfare, even though plague warfare goes back centuries to catapulting dead bodies into the walled city and infecting water supplies with dead cows.
Can you imagine being in a walled city where you're under siege and then they start sending plague dead bodies over the wall?
Okay. Or killing, that is the most metal nightmare thing I've ever heard.
Or killing cows upstream of the river that feeds
Fucking
you
Mondays,
so that
right?
their
so,
decaying corpses like
so
rot
fucking terrifying.
The groundwater. Yeah.
You guys got songs about that?
Guys back in the day,
guys
like,
are,
that's
hey,
they talk to
work. We need another song.
Bodies come over the wall.
We're
going
to talk to the band, but let's have another song.
Brilliant segue, Chewbacca.
Well, I think, what, are we going to do a song about weed?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That fits.
We have a song
that's
about
plague
your...
and destruction.
How about as high as a
I do want to point out that there are two Oakley Doakley shirts here in the room with me. That's something else that happened this week.
Yeah.
Well, you guys want to talk about it after this song?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Then play a song right now.
All
right,
cool.
Sweet.
Cool.
Okay.
Where's my way?
Wow. That made Rick giggle.
All right, man.
Which one of you guys got the meth?
Ladies and gentlemen.
We could, like, do half of it right now and half after the show.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Not on the air, honey. So, ladies and gentlemen, Condemned Existence. Guys, can you introduce yourselves for the audience at home?
This is Paul on drums.
Paul on drums.
Paul. But we'll start with the drummer. Thank you for taking your initiative.
Yeah. What's up, Reno?
I love in that song when you do the backy forthy, lefty right, diggy 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 diggy, and then go back. That was fucking badass.
Oh, thank you so much. Man.
Every time it happened, I just giggled inside. I was like, oh, it's like tickling my head.
Yeah, I got a little chub going too. Oh,
damn.
Actually, tickles my butt when he does that.
Oh, yeah.
We turned the bass up more for that part. Just
nice, perfect.
Just for a little bit.
And speaking there, that would be.
This is Matt on the guitar.
Hi, Matt.
Hi,
hello.
I'm Steve.
Steve's on bass.
Yeah.
And I'm Eric on vocals.
Ooh,
the vocals.
And he's very handsome.
And voices from beyond.
And he's single, ladies.
Oh my.
Oh my.
For a moment.
Get your Tinder ready and greased up.
That's right.
You sound so scary.
No, I know.
Swipe right.
He's such a sweetheart.
In real life, he's very like, he's kind of clean cut looking and very nice. You know,
just plain rock and roll. Like, get you laid.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. Hey, wait, save that for the quiz.
What's the interview portion?
Yeah. Where were you on the night of February?
That is a great quiz question. I'm now.
You've been playing rock and roll for a long time, and you don't even know yet.
I mean, it happens sometimes, but I don't know. People are just pretty chill about music, you know. It's like a different.
I feel like it's a lot more sitting in the back and waiting to play more than anything.
Yeah.
Smoking a bunch of weed,
just a bunch of friends hanging out.
And try not to get too drunk, but sometimes it's a little too hard.
It's not as glamorous as everybody thinks it is, you know.
No one's taking things too seriously. Yeah. Just been, you know.
Except for this. This is quite
moving gear.
Being neighbor.
This is super
serious. We get paid to move gear.
Literally. Your career is going to really change after this night.
Oh, yeah. You're welcome.
OMG.
Will you be in the percentage of bands that break up or continue? Let history be the judge.
Only time. Dimples to the room, please.
They haven't annoyed me enough yet now, so we're good. We're good. Yeah.
How long have you been with the band?
I'm one of the founding members of the band.
Oh, okay. Yes. So these peons haven't annoyed you yet.
So you
got a lot of pull.
It was just like me and Polly, you know, kind of started out, and then Steve came along a few months into the mix, and then we had another vocalist for about, I don't know, 3 years or so, and then he ended up having to leave, and we just picked up Eric, last June or July? Yeah.
Where'd you pick him up?
He literally picked me up.
It was on the corner of 4th Street.
Fourth and what?
You should have seen the tube.
That depends. Fourth and what?
Fourth and Keystone.
Fourth and Keystone.
Okay, see, that's a lot better than, like, 4th and 6th.
It's not that
one. That's where he was coming from.
Class, yeah. That's where I ended up.
I just met him halfway.
I don't even know how I ended up there. I just woke up and it was.
Or meeting at the halfway club. That's also a great place to meet on 4th. That's not a bad thing.
Oh. Yeah, the place with spaghetti and stuff?
Yeah. Where else? Like that's not
delicious.
Like that's not a euphemism for anything. That's literally a restaurant.
Yeah. It was named the Halfway really Club because it used to actually be halfway between the two cities.
Yeah, Reno and Sparks.
Before they grew right together.
Yep. Mm. Oh wow.
Yep. Dude, during that time when they first auditioned me, they first called me in, I had a broken down vehicle. And had just gone through a job change and stuff. I basically lost my job. And
so you're just this homeless guy coming in going, rawr.
And then seems like, oh, dude, I'll just pick you up.
Pretty much.
And then, you know, they picked me up and that was history.
Nice. Did you get to live in somebody's storage unit for a while there?
No, I didn't.
Horse trailer?
You had a normal place.
I had to move out of Midtown, though. I moved out to Panther Valley. It's just a longer commute now in the mornings.
Yep.
Sure.
But Midtown is... It's hard
overrated.
To live.
Yeah. I mean, it's expensive. That's all.
There's a lot of good food and drink down there. But.
Yeah. You have to pay a lot to not have anywhere to park.
For the privilege of living within walking distance, you too can get rid of your car.
Yeah, I live downtown, and if I had a grocery store or a...
That's the problem with the Midtown and
walking
downtown.
Walking distance. Just for some of your basic stuff.
There's liquor stores down there.
Shit, the nearest thing is Marquette.
You get married anywhere, like around the corner.
Either Marquette or Save Mart.
There's the fresh food place I could go to.
And the co-op.
The co-op.
Yeah.
The co-op.
Other than that, it's kind of like...
If you just eat every meal in Calmeva.
I need my car. The Raley's a keystone. I mean, but still, that's not like really convenient.
When we lived down there, we went to the Save Mart at Lakeside in Plum.
Yeah.
Was the most common. That wasn't a short
but
drive.
That's not like walking distance, like
no, it'd be a hell
grocery
of a walk.
Store. Yeah.
That's the nearest like ordinary store.
Yeah. Well there's kind of, yeah, there's a liquor store right across from the Wild Orchid that has somewhat groceries.
Yeah. Well, if you get your disability certification, you could drive your rascal all the way to Walmart.
A lot of people do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've seen that.
That's what we do.
Take that bike lane. Because you can't strap that on the front of the buses like you can a bicycle.
Oh, no.
Beautiful Reno. How long has Condemned Existence been
Thank
together?
Thank you, Nick.
We have been together since 2015.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
So a good amount of time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you get a lot of gigs? Do you go on tour?
More weekend stuff. You know, Friday, Saturdays, we haven't really
Yeah,
taken
we're weekend
it.
Warriors.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
This week, you guys did something really cool, though, right?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we were going to talk about your T-shirts.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
T-shirt.
I want to hear about this.
Well,
awesome
the show.
You get the hoodie.
Wednesday.
With our neighborinos.
Yeah, our neighborinos.
Oakley Doakley.
That was Wednesday? So
yeah.
Last
yeah.
week?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
The Jub-Jub's the
Neighborinos and Neglectorinos.
Dude.
Yeah.
This was the re-education tour.
Yes.
All
right. The re-education.
Yeah, we definitely got re-educated.
We got re-educated.
Yeah. They blew my mind.
Yeah.
What was it? Condemned.
Condemned.
They literally looped that. They said that up on stage. Yeah. They were like, one of the reasons that we got picked is because we were brutal and. We had the word Ned in our name.
Really?
So, they literally
like,
said
Ned
on the stage.
Existence.
Condemned.
That's pretty fantastic.
Yeah, lucky for us.
So is Oakley Doakley everything that they live up to be?
Oh man,
yeah, and
they
actually some. Do. Yeah.
It's literally, I thought for sure Ned Flanders was there in the flesh. Me. Like it sounded just like him.
Yes,
we should have the intern come take pictures of Ned's T-shirt and his guitar.
As a non,
can know what we're talking
as
about.
As a non-card-carrying member of the Ned's Across America, I was really disappointed that I didn't get to see that show.
You missed a great show, man. Those guys were awesome.
I look great as Ned. Yes. So,
dude. You showed up in the whole outfit. That'd be amazing.
Yeah. Oh, no, I had it all planned out. Yeah. And then for station identification purposes, I was not able to make the show. Yeah.
His, stupid sexy Flanders outfit.
Yeah.
Ski outfit. He had one of
those. Yeah,
he
amazing.
Did that as well.
That's excellent.
Yes, let's also give a shout out to Playboy Man Baby. Those guys were awesome.
Oh, yeah.
They were fun.
Those guys were awesome, man. They were a lot of fun.
What were they like?
They were like a punky ska. They had a trumpet player and a
sax player.
And
they just put on one hell of a show. They just immersed themselves in the crowd.
They literally
they came
actually
off the
played
stage.
Down on the floor. They took the mics and like their instruments and played in the crowd. With the crowd.
That's cool.
He had the crowd going on every tip of his word.
Beautiful.
That was awesome.
And that was in the showroom, not the barroom.
Yeah,
that's even cooler. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They literally were playing a song and having people play rock, paper, scissors against each other.
Yes.
Yeah.
While they were playing a song.
Yeah.
Rock, paper, scissors tournament.
They had two people face to face. Yeah.
You said that like they were juggling chainsaws.
Yeah.
that doesn't sound that difficult or dangerous.
No, but it was first.
Well,
for
you
me,
guys
I
could play a
that.
Song and we could play rock, paper, scissors right now.
Oh,
and it would be okay.
It would
be that's a good idea.
But you're right. Nobody ever thought of that.
I would just like to say if you haven't watched it yet, Animal Kingdom on Netflix. It's about a life or death rock paper scissors tournament. Just throwing it out there, and a delusional guy who thinks he's some sort of like kung fu clown that does not look like Ronald McDonald at all.
Okay,
it's a Japanese film. If you couldn't have guessed,
subtitles.
No, not dubbed.
Oh, okay.
Thank God.
Well, that'll be good. That'll
intentionally
be
dubbed by the director. So, like, not even just like they came to it. It's a Netflix original, so they planned for it.
Cool.
Awesome.
So, yeah.
What was it called again? Yeah. Animal Kingdom. Animal Kingdom.
Cool.
About
Thanks
rock
for telling
paper
us
scissors.
Again, so I have to listen to the show right. later to remember.
Are you guys ready?
Dun, dun, dun.
I got right. rock.
Oh, we're going.
All right.
Scissors.
I'm out.
Run with scissors.
Two scissors here. Two papers. And rock.
I did scissors.
Does that mean we have to rock right now? Song?
Yeah, it means
rock
we have to
wins.
Rock.
And whoever lost has to blow me.
Oh, damn.
That'd Mick? Be me and Nick again.
Fuck yeah. Oh,
as usual.
Dude, this deal keeps getting worse all the time.
Hey, you've done it before. You're going to do it again.
Damn it.
Suck one dick, cocksucker for life.
And no chubs will be blown.
Do you like it in your face?
Hey.
Damn. Dirty cocksucker.
That's our manager.
How dare you?
That's our manager speaking. Ignore her.
She doesn't know anything right. about that.
So this one's a...
I hate rock, paper, scissors.
I guess, our existence. It's called Lost in the Void. We'll be right back.
Fuck yeah.
Tight. Tight.
Yeah.
Rad.
You guys are rippers.
Hell yeah.
Thank you.
It's also serious.
It's good. And that, like, so the other one was about smoking weed. Let me guess. That was about a birthday cake?
Yeah. Poppies.
Rainbows.
Being lost in the void.
Being lost in that void.
Stare
after smoking that weed.
We're just, you know,
fucking
God. Like, are we really here right now? Are we living in a simulation? What's happening?
Hey, is this the void or am I in Sparks or what?
Is that you, Keanu?
How do you GPS the void? Like, how to get home?
So where have you guys been playing? What do you got lined up? Where can people see you next? What's the next? What's on the docket?
Yeah,
well, the next one is March 22nd. We're doing that in Concord, California.
Yeah. At the Red,
all right.
At the Red Hat Bar and Grill.
Damn, because I was going to ask you to fill in a bill here in town on the 23rd. Shit.
Yeah.
You guys want to, but there's no way it's going
to
happen.
Yeah, when you go to Concord, you really got to live it up and Concord for a couple days. It's really
I love their grape jelly.
Yeah. It's so close to a bunch of other great cities too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like Antioch and whatnot.
Who are you playing with?
Modesto.
Yeah. Locals there?
You know, I don't think we were even told yet.
Yeah.
Nice. Surprise.
It's a surprise.
I guess.
It's still a few months off, so.
Well, next month.
Well, next month. So, yes. But I talked to the promoter this morning and his event flyer guy was out of town and just got back, so. They're going to get that event.
That's what they always say. Hopefully. I always get that.
Hey, hopefully you get to
the event flyer guy
is
girls
with machine guns.
Yeah.
I'm guilty. I make flyers. I take too long.
Yeah, way too long.
But a day after the show happens, that flyer is amazing.
That's right.
When's our next Reno gig after that?
Do we even have one booked yet?
Maybe in July.
I mean, we played.
Yeah. We had to cancel it, remember?
Yeah.
So you got nothing lined up in Reno. Shit. After the show, to me.
Your phone's going to be ringing off the hook after everybody hears this shit.
Well, we're hoping to get the Death Angels coming to town through J-Max Productions. We're hoping to get that one.
Yeah, we would like
that.
Would
be cool.
We'd love to get that one. That would be one off my bucket list, personally.
I don't know. But it's always one of those when you get those coming through town, it's like throwing your name in the hat.
Yeah.
Just praying to get it.
Yeah.
Because there's probably like 10 other bands.
10 other bands that get in there too. So
this is a great way to throw your name in the hat.
Yes.
Baby.
You know, it also helps if you can
sell
tickets.
None of the promoters listen to this show. Don't worry about it.
J-Max loves you if you can sell tickets as well. That helps a lot.
And that's how we make our money. We get a little bit of the money, ticket money as well.
Yes. Always always buy your tickets locally from the bands, please. If you if you know who they are. Don't be afraid to hit us up on Facebook ever. We will deliver to you when we have a show.
Anytime.
I don't care if I don't know who you are. I will meet you in a public place and I will deliver you tickets. I've done it before. Like,
and if there are pre-sale tickets, get them for Christ's sake.
Yes.
People, how do you think bands know that the town wants them to come here?
Exactly. The perks a lot of the times for buying tickets from the bands is you don't have to pay any of the processing fees or any of that kind of stuff that you have to pay when you go to like other places and do it. It's just whatever it says, it's just straight up, you know.
And there
is
sometimes beer and marijuana involved with that
more
exchange.
More beer and more marijuana with that exchange.
And it makes us look good,
but
too.
But not necessarily.
Not necessarily. But sometimes it could work out like that.
Yes.
Given that all that is legal in this great state.
And like you said, the more tickets we sell, the better it looks for us. And the more shows they want to give us as well.
Yep. Yeah. And the more shows that any band will get if you buy tickets from any band.
Yes.
Exactly. Yep. You know?
That's right.
Yes.
More out of town bands will want to come to Reno if you buy your tickets in advance. Yeah. That's literally
the
music
the
industry
band,
works.
Yes.
The support of the local music community here in Reno is awesome. We've never had. I mean, don't get me wrong. We've had a few shows with less crowd, but most of the time, they come out like you were saying earlier. They pay to come and see us play, and it's awesome. We love the Reno crowd.
We love the support, and definitely.
Hell yeah!
We also try not to play too much, so that way people will want to come see us.
Exactly.
You know,
I just saw those guys last week.
We don't want that to happen.
I see their name everywhere. I could go see them anytime.
Exactly. Like, exactly.
Yeah. Yep.
So we leave them a little more hungry.
It's like you've been doing this for a minute.
Yeah. We kind of thought it through a little more than most do.
Yeah.
Good job.
There's a lot of support in the metal scene here for sure.
Yes, there is.
Yeah. It's getting better by the show too, I noticed. Like the one thing that I noticed that kind of killed a lot of shows was people leaving as the show went on, you know, as the headliners were coming up, people were just filtering out. A lot more people were staying for the entire show.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know,
exactly.
Which
that
is
always
awesome.
Helps. Yeah.
Instead
is
of leaving the minute their friend's band finished.
Yeah, exactly.
Because they were just there to make sure all the friends saw them anyway.
Right. Well, I used to be really bad like that before, but like you said, it's changing.
Shifting, yeah.
It's shifting, and we're loving the shift, man.
People come out for shows, not just... because of the social aspect.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
I get more stoked on it.
Yeah.
Well, I actually appreciate the awesome talent in the city.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
As well as us. I mean, there's some awesome bands.
You see your friend's band stick around,
you find something
else. Who
have you been playing with lately? Like, who, you know, I mean, you've got some local homies. Give them a shout out. Yeah.
Ostracized is probably number one. We got
except that fucking Kevin Montoya asshole.
Oh, yeah.
He's a pendejo.
Philip Pendejo.
Love that guy to death. I just saw him over at Dead Ringer.
Yeah. That was a great show for the flea market kickoff party with the Scattering.
Yeah. Scattering and another amazing one of my favorites, The Scattering.
And there's also From the Ruins.
Yes,
from the Ruins, Chuck Rayomme Jr.
Dude, if you haven't seen Drag Me Under, you gotta go do that. Elephant Rifle. That's another
Karin.
I haven't played with some of these bands, but I love those
friends with those cats. Yeah.
There's so many.
Preacher.
Yes, Preacher's another one. That's what we just recorded with Alan Terry and the drummer for Preacher. We recorded. He records at the MRC. Lion Fist Studios.
Yes,
very nice.
You know, that's what we got. We got our EP is going to be coming out here sometime, probably, hopefully soon. We're still getting all the materials together for it. But
is it all everything's tracked? But you're just waiting for the final versions.
Yeah, you know, it's actually funny as we got
and
a
then the money starts rolling in.
Yeah, we got a first mix of one of our songs today, so we'll have a chance to listen to it probably after this.
So. Yeah. Oh, exciting!
Hey, hurry up, you dumb podcast guys. We have been.
This is fun.
This is hell of fun.
I've never done anything like this. It's amazing.
Yeah, well, it's cool. At the end of this,
if you just relax and close your eyes, it'll be a lot less painful by the end.
And then after all of that's over, you get a free CD.
And you'll see.
Of your own band. I mean,
a land of pure imagination.
A free recording is what I mean. You have to work the CD thing out with Rick. But
right. Willy Wonka.
The recording part's free.
Willy
we're doing
it
right now.
Motherfucker.
Be gentle.
I always thought that was nice.
The schnozberries.
Because we might be putting something out by you faster than you. Right.
And you stole fizzy lifting drinks, and you knew it.
Good day.
The ceiling now good has day. To be clean.
I said good day, sir.
Well, I got to use the pisser. I gotta take.
Go ahead.
All right, a little bathroom break.
Yeah, seal earlier. Jesus.
We should talk about the Reno Punk Rock Flea Market, though, guys.
Yeah, let's go. Do a little recap there.
Did
we do that
Cadillac
last week?
I was like, didn't that happen last week?
No, it's coming up.
No, it just happened.
Really? Oh, I meant when were you Skate Jam? Sorry.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Skate Jam 6.
So a preview and pre-promotion for Skate Jam.
The band got me a little high earlier. I'm sorry.
We don't get
yeah,
someone.
Coming
what are
up
you
this
about?
Weekend, once
about?
Again.
I meant the other band.
He's working his ass.
The band was here earlier.
It was the Bandoleros that were here.
Band from last week.
Dave's a good guy.
Once again, to honor the Skate Jams of Reno, Distant Path, past. Dave Massoud is bringing Skate Jam back to Reno.
Yes.
Skate Jam number 6 at Jub Jub's Thirst Parlor.
Dave is
God bless
man.
Dave Massoud.
It's a great event.
It's an awesome event.
I have no information on the event other than it's happening this weekend at Jub Jub's.
MDC's a headliner.
MDC's.
Oh, right. That's right.
Legends.
Millions of dead cops. Millions of dead Christians. Yes. However you want to call it. M motherfucking D motherfucking C.
Yeah.
Is going to be in Reno.
You guys rip.
I want to say the last time I saw them in Reno, it was over 10 years ago.
I worked for them at the Zephyr about 10 years ago.
Yeah, that's the last one I can remember.
Were they dicks, Chewy?
No, they were fucking rad. They were old as shit, but they were
still
had a shit ton of energy and played a lot of great music.
They were already getting long in the tooth and still kicking ass at the end of the 80s when we were all waiting for hair to grow.
I mean, they had it 10 years ago. I'm sure they still do, or else they wouldn't still be coming up to Reno trying to get people.
You guys, they're probably going to die soon, so you better go to Skate Jam.
You better go see them.
For real.
Right.
Yeah.
But also, there's a huge lineup of great local Reno punk rock bands, thrash bands, hardcore bands. There's going to be skate contests. There's going to be lots of prizes, lots of vendors.
It's going to be some old school shit.
It is an all ages event. You can get, you know, bracelets to drink, but bring your little ones, bring your kids. It is
Dimples can go.
It is a festival for the family.
Finally, something for
the family
Dimples
that skates together. Finally. Something that rhymes with skates together.
Hates together.
Hates
together. There you go. No, silence the violence, man. The family that skates together creates together. There you go, man.
High
creates.
Five.
Oh, that's
I like
good.
It. I like it, brother.
Yeah.
Creates
Skate
together.
Jam.
Where were you when Skate Jam, yes, as Dave is wont to say?
I think I have a sticker that says that from like a couple of Skate Jams back.
Yeah.
It's been every year it's awesome.
I bought my daughter a skateboard because she was really excited about Skate Jam, and she got on it, and it slipped out of her foot and directly into the path of a moving car, and it kind of broke part of it, and we fixed it, and she's never gotten on it since.
Aww. Bitch.
Damn.
That's
cry your vagina to sleep.
Right. Hey, girly. I really got to rethink letting Uncle Rick talk to you. Here we go. All day, all ages, bands, ramps, skate, contest, prizes, food trucks, full bar for 21 and up. Saturday, February 23rd, noon to midnight. $15 tickets available at the bar and Recycled Records. 21 and up after party to follow. Starting at noon, we got Grime Dog, Machine Gun Vendetta, Grum Test.
Go on.
The Youth Division Skate Contest, Donkey Jaw, Hilltop Raps, Anti-Vision, the Elected Officials, Verbal Abuse Official, MDC, Boss's Daughter, Vi Queen, United Defiance, and Parade of Horribles.
Sounds good.
Yes.
Sponsored by Wheelhouse and Suffolk Skating. Food available from the Fix Falafel, Nom Eats, La Favorite. Favorita Catering and Asian Street Eats, and catering provided by Sizzle Pie. Anyone under 18 must wear a helmet and have a parent guardian sign a waiver. All attendees must sign a waiver. Ins and outs for 21 and up only. Under 21 with parent and guardian only. Where were you in Skate Jam?
Sick.
Man. Baby, that's the first place I ever fingered your mom at.
Boss's Daughter, they're amazing.
Maybe not you, Chewy, but I bet that has happened.
Yeah, I might have fingered somebody's mom at the Skate Jam back in the day. Who knows?
I got drunk on Night Train with Rotten Ron at the old Skate Jam back in the day. Yeah.
Dude, if you're listening, looking for good music to finger your mom to, check out Grime Dog. We actually play with those dudes.
Love those. You love them so much.
They have a song about their grandma.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I mean, and the tender relationship Wolfman and has for his son Lucas is just wonderful.
It's amazing.
He's a good D-man.
And I wish I had a dad like that in my life.
Oh yes.
Do the reach around.
Yeah.
I was just thinking that.
Eiffel Towering.
We have
Dad and Lad.
I have a pumpkin carving every year, and that was awesome because one of the lines from that song is "Get in that pumpkin like you're Cinderella." So the whole night, people are doing it. People are cutting their pumpkins. I'm like, get in that pumpkin. Like Cinderella. That's not what they mean by that, but you know.
Yeah, we know. great lads,
fucking
great
awesome,
lads.
Man. I love weird. You guys already.
I wish we could do this.
Can we
all
do
the
this
time.
Every week?
Yes.
Yeah.
We do. It's
this
awful.
Is great.
Fuck yeah.
Can we do this every week?
Oh, yes.
Can we get to another song and then maybe it'll be time for a certain quiz?
Did our bass player come back from.
Yeah.
He's back.
Oh, he's back.
Yeah, we're here. We're back in business.
He did not fall in, and I think everything came out in the end.
Yes. Are we doing our newer one?
Nice and dry.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. This is called Apparitions.
Apparitions?
Yay. So it's just mostly about losing loved ones, you know?
We'll be right back.
Well, to follow that up, Rick, how about some of my music?
As you wish, Mr. Dowd.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time for my favorite part of the show, and I'm sure you're getting sick of this speech, but hey, we're going to ask the bands a lot of wacky questions that they're not going to want to answer and have anyone in the public answer. Ha-ha! Are you ready to play?
Absolutely. Try me.
Absolutely.
Question one. Is this quiz PG or NC-17?
Like whatever you want,
what
baby.
You want.
I'm no, I'm giving you the artist choice here. It does
so
involve different questions.
Well, let's do NC-17.
That's like lots of gore, sexual exposure.
Excellent, a little gore fest. All right,
you asked for it.
A mix of both.
Well, we're gonna. Well, we won't go to my new question of Nick's new question of does rock and roll get you laid? Since we already talked about that. But how about we'll go with another rock and roll question. What was the first big concert you ever went to?
Ooh, I think it was punk
for
show.
Me. It was Ozzy
we'll
Osbourne.
Start downstairs.
Yeah, we'll start with Paul's because he can't see us point at
That's
the people
right.
in the room.
That's right. I can't see anything.
It's a good move.
But for me, it was Ozzy Osbourne's Blizzard of Oz.
Ooh.
And one of the opening bands was Motorhead. Their first time in America.
Are you like 75?
I'm almost 75. I'm 74 and a half.
That was probably a great show.
Yeah.
Dude, that was such an awesome show.
Yeah, where was it at?
I saw it at the Santa Cruz Civic Auditorium.
Fucking
A. Don't ever park your car out front of the auditorium because the radio station that was sponsoring handed out stickers. And when I came out of the show, my vehicle was covered in stickers because the line went right next to my car.
And nobody wanted those fucking stickers.
And I had to cut my way to get my door open because they put the stickers all over the doors. And it was a mess, bro. I worked for months getting those stickers off my car.
All right, up here, gentlemen.
I'm pretty sure it was a punk band called like Everclear or something along those lines. It was at a Sparky's or something
that
like that.
Hardcore punk band Everclear?
I don't know if it was Everclear or Evergreen. I don't know who it was.
No, but like big show, not a show at Sparky's on fucking 4th and McCarran.
Yeah. Big concert.
Maybe like Nine Inch Nails at the Grand Sierra.
All right.
That was a good show. That was with 2006.
I was there too.
Yeah, it was a while back.
2005, 2006. Right. We were there together, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck.
They played twice that year in Reno. It was dope.
And we had seen him at what, Coachella?
Coachella.
Yeah.
I saw a lot of Trent Reznor that year.
So I'm going to go 80s on you guys. My first show was Journey.
Nice.
You don't like Chicks.
Were you like 3 years old or something?
Just a small town boy.
It was only like 2009.
All right, so not Steve Perry, but his name?
With the Asian dude, yeah.
Yeah.
Was it awesome?
Oh, dude, it was fucking
great. He's
Filipino.
I believe even Steve Perry says he does a better Steve Perry than Steve Perry.
almost. Woo. Just about. But Steve Perry still has the soul in it, you know?
Yes, he does. Very distinctive.
Yeah. My very first show was in 2004. I saw Megadeth.
Boom.
Yeah, Megadeth and Earshot at the GSR. The only bummer about that was I had to sit down during the show because it was seated.
Yeah.
Oh,
how did they do that with Megadeth?
That was my first metal show.
They didn't even have GASO.
That's not the tickets. I
sure love sitting
down. I was a
youngin'
and it wasn't my money that was spent on it.
Fair enough. Nick.
Oh, if you could take two animals and create a new animal, if you could splice their DNA together, what animal would that be?
Elephino.
Chimichanga.
Elephino.
That's an elephant and a rhino.
Nice. Elephino.
Whoa. I don't know, man. Wow. Let's see.
Possibilities are endless.
I know, right? Yeah. I say a scorpion and a shark. Because fuck everybody.
Dude, little sharks or a little shark or a giant scorpion.
Like a big old fucking shark, man. Like Megalodon shark.
Shark scorpion. The scorpion's as big as a shark.
Yeah.
That's fucked.
Happy rat.
And it's amphibious.
Instead of the fan, it's just a giant fucking.
Pretty
that's brutal.
Just like the big old stingers, like the size of a ship. Just
Or a big scorpion spider.
Yeah.
I would probably
go for something strange like an alligator mixed with a giraffe. So it'd almost be like a Loch Ness monster type deal, you know, with a real long neck. So it could, you know.
But it would still do the death roll when it caught somebody in its teeth.
Or maybe it could be more like an anaconda with its neck or some shit. I don't know.
Anaconda.
That'd be spooky.
I like these ideas.
Paul?
Yes.
Did you hear your splice? Oh, did I miss yours?
You missed my splice. It was a scorpion and a spider.
Oh, you were the scorpion spider.
Yes.
I feel like those exist, though, somewhere.
I think a scorpion is a spider.
Isn't there a new species of spider?
Now you're going to get all the entomology nerds coming out of the woodwork.
Well, a spider just has eight legs.
A scorpion has eight legs. Tarantula.
They are, in fact, separate species.
Oh, I'm sure.
You're a hater, Rick.
I pass to Chewy.
Chewy?
Okay. Most overrated rock band of all time, in your opinion?
Aerosmith.
That's my opinion, too, but. I'm curious about
it. I just had to say it because that's how much I believe in it.
Okay.
That or the Rolling Stones, one or the other.
Oh, my God. Wow. Bull.
I don't want to be negative, but I've always been curious about this question because I have opinions.
Let's keep it down to one or two, I guess.
One's good.
One's good.
Paul?
I don't know. I'm probably with Matt as well.
Aerosmith?
Aerosmith, yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Steve?
You know, it has to be almost a tie between Aerosmith and Kiss.
Ooh. Both.
That's a shot at Polly.
Hey.
He loves Kiss.
Kiss my ass. How about that?
Hey!
I don't know. There's like a lot of bands that come to mind, like Five Finger Death Punch, and just like.
I can see that one too.
Gives me a weird vibe.
Side note, I think that Kiss My Ass would be a great Kiss tribute.
Tribute band name, Kiss My Ass.
I don't know why
copyright.
Somebody hasn't done it already. A tribute to Kiss. Yeah.
Awesome. Rick.
You guys are terrible at the NC-17 quiz, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
What is the nature?
We haven't gotten to those yet. Let's start with these rock and roll questions
first.
We don't
want to fist them right off the bat.
I was in the bathroom when you asked him. I wanted to be safe with the softball.
What is the nature and circumstance of the loss of your virginity?
Well, let's start downstairs.
Circumstances. Huh? God, how long ago was that?
Back before the dinosaurs?
Should we end it, Steve? It's at
the end of courting, but before childbirth.
Good Lord. Circumstances? Home alone.
And, well, you can't lose your virginity alone.
Well, I mean, I was home alone and
with a man.
How old were you?
God, I was 14.
How old was she?
She was probably about the same age, maybe a little younger.
Okay.
Cool.
Terrible circumstances.
Yeah.
But they all were. Was it in your parents' bed or in the basement or anything weird like that?
No.
Oh, man.
Okay. Front lawn?
No, it was...
Just in your own bedroom?
In a fort.
In a fort?
Yeah. Pillow fort.
Pillow fort.
Bam.
That's pretty good.
Damn.
Starts with let's build a fort. Next thing you know.
Next thing you know, we got a tent.
I'll contribute. So I think it was like a sophomore or junior dance at my high school at Sparks High. And then...
Dude, you went to Sparks High?
Yeah,
railroader. You did it at the dance?
No. I convinced my friends to come to my parents' house after the dance as like an after party, which drove my parents crazy because I didn't like run it by them at first and they didn't know about it. And so they were like,
Everybody showed up.
Who the fuck are these people in my house? Anyway, so I'm just chilling and like there's this like juggalette. And we ended up going into like the bathroom together, and that's pretty much where the magic happened.
Juggalette.
We were just drinking 40s, like being bad teenagers. I think
was there Faygo involved?
That's romantic.
I don't know. Faygo. But she was a redhead, and I'll never forget you, Megan.
Wherever you are. Might have to beat that. Oh, no,
I don't mean to change the subject, but did you have Mr. Harriman in English?
I think. Oh, you know what? I did. He smoked a lot of weed.
He did.
Yeah, I think his breath always had like a weird smell to it. But like, he was a cool dude. You know?
How close did you get to him?
Oh. He'd hover over your desk.
He takes.
Are you sure it was the juggalette after the dance?
he and I take Riku to church every week. So.
I know what you're talking about.
Mr. Harriman as well. And he does not smoke weed. But just so you know.
Yeah, he actually, he told
me. Not anymore.
Was the juggalette in full clown makeup?
That's the way I pictured it.
You guys are stereotyping. I'm pretty sure we were both wearing the same pair of JNCOs. I just used to skateboard and wear like long hair and raggedy sweatshirts, you know?
Yeah. Little Rebel Alliance tattoo on her neck.
So, I came from Fallon, so there's plenty of desert to go have some fun in. And my first
How
time,
old were you? Like six? I'm sorry, you said Fallon. I just made an assumption.
I know, right? But no. I was actually 16, and we actually like fucked out in the desert. There's like nothing. There was just dirt and a bunch of red ants.
It was a group thing.
One red ant bit my ass cheek. It was a great time.
Yeah.
I don't know. It felt like she slapped my ass, but it was just like,
Was there a repeat date after that?
Oh, yeah.
So do you got like a red ant thing now?
After that.
Ooh.
Right. Okay, excellent. Yeah.
See, that's kind of, is it, can we ask our female intern since Kate, or since?
No.
No, okay. Never mind.
Mine was with like my first real girlfriend when, I don't know, it's probably a little bit of a late bloomer. I think I was like 19. I was a poor kid, lived out in the middle of nowhere. I was a super nerd too, so like, yeah, that doesn't really attract the girls, you know.
But how did it, I don't care about how it didn't happen.
So it was literally, what was it? Oh, it was a birthday party for a coworker.
Hey.
And we met up there, and she
did. You know each other previously?
Yes. We worked together. So,
it wasn't like your coworker's friend you'd never seen before.
No,
that's too bad.
No. Yeah. But there was drinking, and there was, we went to the bathroom, and there was lots of fondling involved, and then we drove back to my house and went to my room.
Coochie.
And that's where
boink,
I went.
Boink.
And as a follow-up, was there any workplace fallout due to the hookup? Because hooking up with coworkers is always such a smart idea.
Well, she was a temp.
Hey! Congratulations.
No, she was getting fired eventually.
Don't shit where you eat unless it's a temp.
Yeah.
Right. No harm, no foul.
What is the most unusual place you have made whoopee, Paul?
Oh, God.
With God, really?
Well, they call me God.
Most unusual. Don't think too hard.
Jeez, I can't remember. That was for my fuzzy years. I was drinking.
Have you ever done it in the back of a Volkswagen?
No.
Okay.
That's just an uncomfortable
Have you ever done
spot.
It in the bathroom at the Pizza Baron?
No, but I've done it in the back of a Chevy Love truck.
Okay.
It's a little spacious.
Yeah.
A
little bit.
And it's all cute because right. it was sure. a love truck.
You know, Victorian Square.
And my surfboard on top.
Wait, wait.
You know, yeah.
Victorian Square, like that movie theater right there.
Oh, in the movie theater in Victorian Square?
No, actually the parking garage, but the top floor.
Oh, that's a perfect, that's a good spot.
It was like, farmer's market, so there's a crowd.
But just so you know, from the Nugget,
the
you can
floor.
See the top of that really well.
Oh, yeah, like the people in the hotel room totally got a show.
Are there dudes fucking on the pot?
Yeah, it probably happened. You probably saw it.
I'm actually trying to think. There's, I don't know, I had lots of weird places. Trying to think. I mean, everyone's fucked in the Shays bathroom at least, like, once.
Oh.
Once or twice.
Not me.
Nobody? Nobody?
Me neither.
All right,
I haven't been in the Shays bathroom like that before.
I've done that.
Congratulations.
That's good.
Woo!
Yeah. I know.
But no, I guess, so.
May as well be outdoors. Like.
Might as well. But this was, like, years ago, and I was getting with this girl, and we were in the parking lot of, like, a storage unit. And my ass honked the horn, and we were just like fucking just kind of froze, like, oh fuck, did anyone hear that? They're like kind of looking around, like waiting for flashlights or like anybody like looking around, like, all right, nope, nobody. And we just kind of got back, you know, kind of.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Was this daytime or nighttime?
It was nighttime. Okay. Of course.
Mine was driving a car in between here and Fernley. On 80.
While actually
while
in
driving.
Motion? Wow. Yes, sir.
Happened in movies. That's awesome.
Oh, you get a technical award on that one. Right. Like. Yeah.
It was hard, though, with the bong.
Yeah.
I mean, I've gotten a little roadhead, but actual sex while driving, that's impressive.
It is a feat.
Yeah.
For real.
Nikki.
Wow, after all that, huh?
Nick, Rick was bored, so.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we're not doing rapid fire yet, so let's do.
Next round will be rapid fire.
Let's do. All right. If are you all single? Are you some of you in relationships or whatever?
Oh, I'm married. Yes. Paulie is married.
Drummer's
okay,
married.
If you
everybody
could
else is single.
Okay, for you people not single, if you could absolutely get away with it, who's a celebrity you would fuck?
What's your pass? Who do you spend your pass on?
Who's your favorite? Yeah.
God. My. What's that chick from Underworld? That vampire slayer?
Was that Scarlett Johansson?
No, like Kate
no.
Beckinsale.
Oh, yeah, no.
Yeah,
yes,
Kate Beckinsale
is yes.
Fucking fine as fuck.
I'm so bad.
It really means something when Chewie says
Chewie's like, yeah, he doesn't usually comment.
Yeah,
Kate
Beckinsale's pretty rad.
Kate Beckinsale.
You know, I honestly have to say Jennifer Aniston.
What era of Jennifer Aniston, though?
That's a great question. Oh, great follow-up. Thank you.
I don't know, man. She's hot all around. I don't give a shit.
But are we talking Leprechaun, Friends, Dirty Bosses? Those are three very distinct eras in her life.
It's
got to
be Friends for me.
Yeah, Friends. Definitely Friends era.
Nobody goes for the Mom Jean Leprechaun era?
No. For me, I have to say it had to be like Scream 2 era Neve Campbell.
Mm.
Or like the craft.
The craft.
The craft.
Yeah.
Oh my.
Who was the other one? Who
she was
the lead
in
girl?
Wild
I
Things
can never remember
too,
her.
Right?
Oh, that one.
Yeah, wild, in the pool scene. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Now you bring back memory. She was in Playboy too.
And Paul?
No comment.
All right. He takes
discretion.
A pass.
Discretion.
No problem.
There you go.
Sylvester Stallone was his answer.
I'll go with Sylvester Stallone.
Cloris Leach.
All right. In the Reno Sparks area, what do you think is the sketchiest 7-Eleven?
Sketchiest 7-Eleven?
Yeah.
Oh. I live by a lot of them.
Mm.
Yeah.
The one on
Wells.
The one on Mount Rose.
Mount Rose?
Street.
Oh, man.
That's oh, like oh no
one.
Way.
Rose.
Wow.
I love the Mount Rose one.
Yeah,
that one
was
so sweet. That was kind of sketchy.
It's
man.
Not sketchy. Dude, compared to the Second Street one.
All right, well, look at this. That's Paul's
that's his opinion.
Opinion.
That's
Let him have
it. I mean, there's a couple on Wells that, you know.
Which one do you think? The
Which
Chaney?
One on Wells?
Chaney or Second?
Yeah, that's the real question.
I don't know. I feel like I'm more likely to get shot by the laundromat right there on the Wells and, like, what's that?
Second.
Oh, the one by
Joe
Judge. Second, yeah. Second Street. Yeah.
We were just
yeah.
in there last night. Means,
I know.
I see we're just
I'm glad you're here.
Yeah. The one on
Steve?
Street is
among the living.
Yeah, about the same area. The Wells.
Second
yeah,
Wells.
Oh God, yeah.
See, mine is it, are so are you talking the customers or the workers?
Just the whole ambiance of
the okay,
yeah.
totally yeah. the one.
General
on,
rating.
Okay, the one on Chaney because the freaking crackhead workers.
Yeah. Oh yeah, oh yeah.
They just make me uncomfortable.
Some shaky people working yeah. at that. Point.
Everybody always forgets about Montello. Everybody always forgets about Gentry. What is
yeah,
that? Rondell or Gentry?
Those, oh yeah, yeah.
Those are those sketchy as fuck. Nobody. You know why
sketch.
Nobody thinks of them? Because nobody's there.
Yeah, nobody goes there.
Right.
That's
everybody drives to.
And Audi,
Sutro Montello.
Sutro.
That one right there.
Yeah,
I'm used to it. That one.
All right, Rick.
Oh, God. Oh, okay. When you're on the internet looking for dirty movies, what's a keyword you might search?
Riku, help him out.
Yeah, you guys don't understand the question.
Like, what I don't know. I'm just
porn term? Cheetah's Asian black chicks? MMF, big and busty. Carson City Steamer? It's Danny Thomas style.
What is that?
Lemon
deal?
Party, blue waffle, cream pie,
I'm
Manhattan
just
going to
drop a name, Gina
Milf,
Valentina.
Gilf, Dilf, Ookie name. Cookie.
God damn.
I'm sorry.
So many choices.
Yeah.
Delicious.
I'm
ones.
So proud.
Shaved. Big butt.
No.
All of the above.
Sun Valley washcloth?
Oh, damn.
I'm sorry. Oh, damn.
So,
the Sun Valley washcloth.
I haven't put that in the search engine yet.
Ain't that some bullshit?
Okay, so you know, I mean, are you into blondes, Asians?
I fucking hate you, Rick. Let's start with Paul.
Midgets.
Midget. Okay.
Yeah.
Let them go up and around.
Oh, just anyone with like a nice big booty.
Big
booty.
Okay,
big booty. Okay.
Clapper.
Yeah.
I like redheads.
Redheads.
It's tough for me because I usually just go down the wormhole. I don't search.
Random.
I click, just videos.
So it can be dudes. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, well.
There's always a penis involved
where you're
somewhere.
Fucking end up.
Chubby chaser, doesn't matter.
I think there's always a dick involved. I mean, sometimes I don't know.
Nice.
Fair
nice.
Enough.
Let's do all the right, rapid fire.
Rapid fire time. All right, ready to get started here. Who wins in a fight, donkey or a walrus? Paul.
Donkey. Walrus.
Donkey.
Walrus.
Ooh, close.
Who wins in a fight, python or an eagle? Paul.
Python. Eagle.
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 Nick.
Who is the toughest beetle?
John Lennon.
The biggest beetle.
George Harrison?
George, yeah.
Ringo.
That's true. He Ringo. Just smashed the drums, right?
Two for Ringo. Ringo wins this week.
I'm sorry, the true answer was dung.
Oh.
Yeah. I was seriously trying to think of an actual
actually,
Yoko?
I was going to Hercules beetle.
I was going to say
boom, that was Yoko fucked some shit up. She's pretty good.
That's a smart joke.
Rapid fire?
Would you rather hit a royal flush for like $1,200 or get beat up by a bunch of gang members downtown?
Probably
royal
not
flush.
Probably the flush.
Yeah.
That's a horrible question.
Yeah, that's hey,
a
hard one.
Nick said semen or fruit punch or something a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. Yeah, sometimes you just say words and see what happens. Spunk.
I'm just gonna say we're gonna strike that question for the record. Paul, AIDS or cancer? Which would you rather have?
Cancer.
AIDS. Cancer.
AIDS.
Beat up or arrested? Paul.
Arrested.
Beat up. Arrested.
Beat up.
Star Wars or Star Trek? Same order.
Star Wars.
Star Trek.
Star Wars.
Star Wars.
Interesting.
Fuck
interesting.
You all. Star Trek is better.
Right.
Fuck you. Star Wars
I totally
is
agree.
The shit.
Ozzy or Dio?
Ooh.
Dio.
Fucking Dio.
Fucking Dio.
Ozzy.
Rick?
Are you circumcised or not?
Circumcised.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Oh my God, the whole band's cut.
Yeah. chocolate or bacon?
Both.
Oh, what? Oh, fuck. Bacon.
Why is this even an option? It's bacon covered chocolate. Come
yes.
on.
Yeah, I'll go chocolate.
Yes.
That's
a tough one. Gay or ginger? Would you rather be homosexual or have red hair?
Red hair.
Homosexual.
Ginger, man.
Red hair.
Bunch of homophobes. Would you rather give a hand job or a blowjob?
Hand job.
We'll and fucking job. Go all the way. Let's go, Bloaty. Come on.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Half-assed.
Hey, 20 bucks is 20 bucks, right? Hand job.
Okay, you have to listen to Nickelback every day or have a minor cold sore on your lip for the rest of your life. Which one do you pick?
Nickelback.
Minor cold sore. Criminy. Bring it on.
Can I trade Nickelback for Creed?
Sure. Sure, we'll let you do
I'll
that.
I'll go for Creed then.
You know, I'm going to go with a cold sore.
Yeah.
Vampire or werewolf?
Vampire.
Vampire.
Ooh, werewolf.
Werewolf. I already am a werewolf.
Did you have another?
Puke or diarrhea?
Puke.
I'm going to go with puke on this one.
Diarrhea
that's
for sure.
Oldie,
for
but sure. A goodie.
Easy.
Close one.
Yeah.
Shoes or socks?
Socks.
Shoes?
I go for socks.
Do y'all know who the Brady Bunch question. Are?
Yes.
Sort of.
Who on the Brady Bunch would you have sex with?
Jeez.
The blonde one.
Margaret.
They're all Margaret.
Marsha.
The mom
Alice.
And the daughter.
All of the above.
Yeah.
Alice, maybe?
It's kinky.
Alice.
Fucking Cindy.
Oh, the dad, dude.
The one that's always mad at Marsha.
Marsha.
Yeah. Keystone or Wells?
Wells.
Keystone.
Wells. I've lived both places. Wells.
I guess I say Wells.
Okay.
Which character from The Office are you?
Oh, shit. Probably Jim.
The funny guy.
I wish I was Jim. I'm probably like the...
Oh, so like Michael Scott?
Is that his name?
Yeah, that's the funny guy.
Yeah, I don't watch that show.
What was the one that shows up with blood all over him?
No, you don't know that? All right, who are you in The Breakfast Club then, Paul?
The funny guy.
They were all sad and depressing. You lose, you get another zero on this question.
Whatever, Emilio Estevez.
Who's that?
The jock.
The jock.
Yeah. Gotcha.
I like the dark brooding guy.
Johnny Bender.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. In The Misfits, who were you? Not the band, but the movie from the 1950s.
What?
No, I'm making an old joke here. Okay. all right, we're going to end the quiz here. I'm going to tabulate... Yep, tabulating beep, boop, the points beep, boop, here. Beep, 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 boop. Well, see my calculator that I really wrote things down on. And I'm going to have to say... This Matt's the winner.
Matt,
boo. Just edging
boo.
Out.
I knew it.
Boo.
Boo.
There was really only a 3-point difference between any member of the band.
Yeah. Wow. It was tight this week, guys.
And unfortunately, Paul, for his 3 goose eggs in a row, during the course of the quiz, the bad turkey, he actually, instead of getting a prize, we're going to remove his spleen at the end of the show.
No.
Is he useless?
He prefers if you just play with his butt.
Rick.
I'm in. For the good of the show.
With a happy ending.
Right. Well, that was fun.
Yes, it was.
Would you guys like to play another song?
Yeah, we do actually have one more.
Act perfect, then. Well, then, actually,
are you guys only on Facebook, or do you have a Bandcamp or any of that other stuff?
We don't have a Bandcamp yet until we get the new EP out.
Oh, yep. Right. Understand that story?
Yes.
But there is a Facebook, and you can find out where you guys are playing.
At Condemned Existence. Well, I believe we're also on Instagram as well.
Yes.
We haven't updated it in a while, but we're getting better at doing that now.
All right.
Attempting to.
Hashtag Condemned Existence.
Procrastination.
We left it to Eric the selfie master, so you should.
I'm bad at selfies. I'm trying.
That's why you take 1,000 of them a day.
It takes practice. Man.
And hey, you know, if you ask Rick real nicely, he might be able to get you some tracks of these songs. You might be able to throw up on the internet.
Live ones.
And they're going to sound great.
Which is going to segue me into my next little plug here for our Patreon site. Please do visit Worst Little Podcast's Patreon site. Rick, what's the web address?
Patreon.com/worstlittlepodcast.
We do help bands get original recordings, as Kim was so great to point out this past week. We help bands get original recordings so they can get out there and start getting booked on shows before they've had time to get all the kind of studio time to have a fully produced sound. We document, archive, and share local music with Reno bands for the past 8 years, and here we are in season 9, and we're asking you as our listeners, you as the scene around us, help out a little, help bands become what they can be. If you've ever been on the show, you know what kind of great resource this kind of publicity can be. So check out our Patreon page. Help us pay Rick back for all this studio time that we take out of his busy work schedule.
Woo!
And support your local scene, because we help make dreams die. Or happen. Happen. That's the word I was looking for.
When you're on the website, you can look for you can search for the bands you want to hear.
Yeah.
And we probably already had them on. And if we haven't, let us know. We'll try
if
to
a
get
band
them.
If a band is ever playing anywhere, you can go to our website at worstlittlepodcast.com and type in their name into the search bar. They probably play at our show. You can hear what they sound like live, listen to what it's like when they get drunk, and find out if any of them are circumcised.
And if they can't find them on there, send us a message so we book them.
Fuck
it's
yeah.
That's appreciated also.
And I also want to throw out one other little plug to the sponsor of the show. Once again, thisisreno.com. Check out thisisreno.com for your source of local news and events for all the Truckee Meadows area, whether it is politics, ecology, music, and nightlife. We've got it all at thisisreno.com, so please check us out.
Oh, one other thing. This week when I went to...
backloading all the sponsor plugs.
When I went to Good Luck Macbeth and saw Shakespeare in Love, on the little bill they give you, the program, it was an advertisement for the Worst Little Podcast.
Oh, we love them so much. So
thank you, Good Luck Macbeth. And cool. We cross-promote, go to beautiful theater shows there at Good Luck Macbeth.
Everything they do is amazing.
That's true. It's true. They always have good shows. And they sell out, so get your tickets
early. They make our city better.
Yes.
Thank you. We'll be having more actors on here on March the 4th.
I think all our plugs are taken care of.
Thank you.
Yes. Cadillac Kim's not here anymore to say what's happening.
She had a back
this
issue
week.
And had to take it off.
But I'm sure she'll load us with stuff to do on the blog.
There's a lot of great shows this weekend, including Skate Jam. The Skate Jam is going to be kind of the crowning event of Saturday. However, I want you guys to get out there. There's a lot of great shows, including the March Divide and Jen Scafidi at Foxy Olive. We've got a Freaky February Friday house party at Dead Ringer. Nick Eng and Matthew Hollett at Dead Ringer on Saturday.
Oh, cool.
Dude.
Outlaw Kindred with Travis Rigsby on Saturday over at Picnic. The Coat Hangers over at Holland Project with Sad Girl and Tommy and the Tongues. There's just lots of great music shows happening in town this weekend. Oh, Dirt Monkey and Subdoctor at Bluebird, if you're into the EDM. That's going to be some great shit over there. Get out, do stuff, see some people, be seen, get drunk and puke in somebody's garbage can and then go home.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Get off your ass and stop watching TV.
So, ladies and gentlemen, once again, I'm the Reverend Rory Dowd for all of us here at the Worst Little Podcast, including Nick, Josh, Rick, Kim, all the interns, Condemned Existence. Life is short. We love you. So good night, ladies.
On the Worst Little Podcast, we're talking out of our ass. We'll be right back.
the significance of the extreme spiked heel and the tight boot.
Duckwater Studios.
The Merchants of Obscenity.